And that'll probably take us more than an hour anyway to do that. So we will begin with the agencies. Barry Toll, County of San Luis Obispo. Then Bruce Buell, Napomo CSD. Steve Kahn, Public Works Director, City of Atascadero. David Brumman, Santa Barbara County Environmental Health Services. So those are the first four speakers.
Specialist for the County of San Luis Obispo Building Department. And you're going to be hearing a lot of negative things about the basin plan today, and I was going to be one of the people saying some negative things about the basin plan, but I think inevitably these changes will come about whether through the basin plan or AB 885, and I think one of the ways we can work toward that is for us to adopt an interim MOU after the board decides what they're going to do today. And with the interim MOU, I'm suggesting that we bring out certain aspects of the program now with earmarks for dates later on to bring on other parts of the program. There are going to be a number of parts of this program that will be very expensive to bring about. We're going to be looking at increase in cost when it comes to finding all these different septic systems, putting them into a database. We're going to need extra personnel to try to set up the inspection programs and keep track of all this information. Someone's going to have to send out letters on when the systems need to be inspected and repaired. There will be aspects of the water monitoring program that's going to require more personnel. So I'm thinking that if we can work this out over a period of, say, 3 to 5 years, because it's going to take us that much time probably just to get all this information into our database in the first place, and then bring in, say, alternative system program now, and then move into a program where we're going to be doing the water monitoring, and then move into an area where we do the septic management program. And with the septic management program, this is going to be a very expensive part of the program, trying to find a place that's going to be willing to take all the septic in the county. And it's going to get even more tedious when this is passed, and every 5 years you're going to have more septic going into the plants. Right now the only place taking it is Santa Maria Wastewater Treatment Plant, and we're probably going to be increasing our own county from 4 million to 7 million gallons a year by implementing the 5-year septic pumping program.
Mr. Toll, do you suspect that most people are not pumping their septic tanks in San Luis Obispo County on a 5-year average?
No, I'm guessing that everybody's probably pumping closer to 10 to 20 years or as needed when they have problems.
And so that in and of itself is going to increase the amount of septic that's going to be need to be disposed of.
Right. And right now, Santa Maria Wastewater Treatment Plant has told us that they have the capacity to handle right now what's going on with Santa Barbara County and our county, both going down there. Occasionally, their system breaks down because they get overloaded with really rich sludge, and it causes the program or their system to fail. So San Luis County is then, all the pumpers in our county are told to go someplace else. So they either have to go to Bakersfield or Los Angeles, and that can get really expensive for the drivers. Mm-hmm. Particularly with today's gas prices. So,
considering that the amendments to the basin plan are only going to address new systems in terms of the 5-year period being mandatory,
I don't think that was my understanding. It was my understanding that this was going to be a program that was going to cover all the septic systems that are now in existence.
So, do you want to clarify that?
The way it's written right now is exactly the way you described, that the 5-year pumping would be a requirement for new systems. However, the on-site management plans are also required to address maintenance expectations.
So if there are new on-site systems put in, after today, that those would not necessarily be subject, I mean, the previous ones would not be subject to, the existing ones would not be subject to the 5-year pumping requirement.
Correct. They would
not be. It's only new ones put in after today that would be. As to the existing systems, only those existing systems that a agency throws a management plan around that then could have that 5-year pumping requirement imposed on it. Is that?
That is the way it's proposed.
Because that's not real clear from reading this. And so I don't know if that changes.
Can I add a comment, a question, because I'm looking at, I also had the same interpretation that he did, so just to add to this, if you look at page 6, and this is 8D1B, on-site wastewater management plans, it is required that they provide recommendations for existing on-site wastewater system inspection, monitoring, maintenance, and repairs.
Right, and see, but that's only in areas that are urbanizing. See, the need for the on-site management plans is not across the board that would cover every new system.
Okay.
That was changed early on. The language changed. Sorrel, where is it?
Well, but 8D2 includes criteria for new systems. So 8D1 is existing, and that's where you see the requirements for existing on-site monitoring, maintenance, and repairs.
And what page are you on?
I'm on page 6.
Okay.
So maybe Francis needs to help us out with how it stacks up here, because it does say existing here, and it's in the section under existing.
There are actually several sections in Attachment A that refer to maintenance, but the 5-year, the specific requirement for pumping when a certain amount of solids accumulate in the tank, or 5 years, whichever is sooner, is included in the new criteria.
Okay.
The other locations are included where local agencies would incorporate that into their on-site management plans.
Okay. Thank you. That helps
which,
me.
Which actually I might throw in there that the counties throughout our region, including San Luis Obispo County, have recommendations for homeowners that include pumping every 2 to 5 years. And those are available on their websites.
Okay.
That's true. Uh-huh. That would change things, probably. I think it would give us more time to deal with the situation and maybe make some kind of improvement to the system.
Right.
However, on the seepage, is it okay to go on?
Well, your time is up.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you for your comments.
That's really incredible.
Okay. Mr. Buell.
Good morning. I'm Bruce Buell, General Manager, Napomo Community Services District. First, I want to thank the board and the staff for their efforts. I do think this is needed. I think many of us have been frustrated with the AB 885 process, and what we thought was a 2005 reg obviously hasn't occurred to date. I also want to thank the board and the staff for revising the definitions. The district did request in our April 7th letter that permitting jurisdictions be defined, and that has been done, so we're grateful and happy with that proposed amendment. In terms of the new provisions, we are very supportive of the prohibitions on discharge of self-regenerative water softener brine. We see that as a major issue in Napomo, and we would be very glad for that to be implemented. We do have a concern and a question regarding the very fast percolating soil requirements set forth in Section 8D2A, Sections 11 and 24. I'd like to read the 24 into the record. On-site discharge in soils with percolation rates faster than 1 minute per inch is prohibited without additional treatment consistent with an on-site management plan implemented by the local governing jurisdiction and approved by the executive officer. Our question is, for fast perking areas like Napomo, does this constitute a moratorium? What is going to happen in terms of the situation where the county does not have an adopted plan and we have development that wishes to occur and no ability to discharge their treated wastewater? Thank you.
Good question. Sorrell?
Our expectation is that these will be handled on a case-by-case basis. If the soil in the specific area where the on-site system's going in is very fast percolating, as we all know, most of the treatment for on-site systems occurs, or at least a lot of the treatment occurs in the soil column. And if that treatment is not likely to occur because the water is percolating so fast, then the additional treatment in the system itself rather than the soil is what's the base. That's the basis for that requirement. In areas where on-site management plans are not yet in place, then those systems would need to be handled on a case-by-case basis with water board staff the way they currently are.
You mean coming before staff individually?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Buell, I'm curious, how would you handle it anyway? I mean, if you've got very fast soils, would you be permitting conventional systems?
Okay, and the district is not a permitting agency, so
right.
Barry told the county would be looking at these, and currently they've all been approved. So currently there is no prohibition. This is a new element, and I agree with Sorrell that it is protective of water quality. But what is of concern is the process that will be followed, especially since talking to Mr. Toll and his staff, it's not clear that we're going to have immediate adoption of on-site waste management plans.
Mr. Toll, are you still here? I thought that's work. Another question for you. I shouldn't have let you go so fast. How much time do you think your agency would need to develop on-site management plans for the areas in your jurisdiction that most likely are going to need them? What's the time period?
I've already been working on this, and I already have something that I would probably be bringing in within the next month or so. So it covers a lot of the different areas. There are certain things of the management program that it doesn't cover yet, and that's for example, the septage management program. That's going to be very difficult because I think we're going to have to, as I was going to try to say earlier, we're going to have to be in a partnership here between us to try to get that to happen. One of the things I've done is I've gone out to all the local sewering agencies and asked them if they'd be willing to take the sludge, and all of them have told me flat out no, that they wouldn't want it because they aren't set up to do that. The local public works program is thinking about incorporating this into the new Los Osos sewer as possibly a place to take it, and their findings are that this is going to increase the size of that sewer 30% to 40%, and it's going to be cost prohibitive.
I'm sure those folks would be happy to accept this extra.
Exactly. So then staff has suggested a site on Turi Road, which is possible. It's an old landfill, but again, we're going to need a lot of help from you folks to try to get through the CEQA and all the other things that would be involved there. And dealing with these plants before, like I have in Riverside County, they are horrible neighbors. They smell terrible, and everybody's always complaining about them all the time. So it'd probably be best to move it out toward Carrizo Plains. But
isn't that a national monument?
I better be quiet before I get into trouble. Anyway.
Yeah. What does your agency project in terms of how many of these permits may come to Water Board staff if these new regulations in the basin plan are put into effect?
If we don't have a wastewater management plan in effect?
Well, let's say you have, that's right. Let's say you have, like Mr. Buell suggested, Napomo, we've got some very fast percolating soils. And they're now going to have a problem that they're not going to meet the basin plan criteria for a conventional system. Any idea, numbers-wise, what is going to be generated in terms of applications?
Staff has suggested when we were first talking about this that all septic systems will go to the to your staff unless we have...
And what's the number? These are new systems.
New systems?
New systems that we're going after today.
300 a year?
300 a year.
I think your question was about alternative systems, though, for the fast-perking soils, right?
Correct.
Alternative systems, we'd be looking also probably at Santa Margarita if that were to occur. So between Santa Margarita and Napomo, we may be talking 50 to 75
per
minutes.
Year?
Mm-hmm.
Collectively?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Although everything is slow right now, so.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Steve Kahn.
Thank you, Chairman Young and board members. My name is Steve Kahn, and I'm the Public Works Director for the City of Atascadero. I'd like to start out by thanking Sorrel Marks. She's worked very closely with my staff member, David Athey, and will continue to do that throughout this process. First of all, let me say the City of Atascadero is very supportive of public and environmental health, so if there is an issue, we are ready to address it, and we will address it. And so I don't want any of you to think my comments mean we're not interested in public and environmental health. Atascadero is a city of 25,000 people approximately. We cover 25 square miles. About half of our city's on septic system, which comes up to about 4,000 systems. We check the systems when they're installed. We inspect them when they're installed. We handled failed systems when they're reported to us and work with the people in getting the systems fixed. And the current system seems to be working pretty well. Currently, we know of no problems in our groundwater basin. We've worked with Atascadero Mutual Water Company and checked their well logs. There's no reports there. We monitor our water underneath our wastewater treatment plant, which handles the other half of our cities. There's no reported problems there. We monitor the water in the Atascadero Lake. There's no problems in that water there. And there's been no area-wide or vicinity-wide problems reported. So we don't feel we currently have a problem in our groundwater right now. And if we did, we found one, we'd definitely work with your staff and address it immediately. So we feel the on-site management plans, as addressed in the revised basin plan, is an overkill for Atascadero. It would have a very big cost impact and staff impact on our city with the inspection, tracking, enforcement, and the maintenance districts. So we just feel it's a bit of an overkill. We don't feel we have a problem. And this is right on the heel of NPDES Phase 2, the stormwater management plans. We're going to be implementing that. So that's a big problem. So just to wrap up here, my requests are to continue the item and direct staff to work directly with our staff to come up with exact details of how this will be implemented so we know what's going to happen before it happens. And as Board Member Hunter suggested, have area-wide workshops with the residents and with the local engineers to try to figure it out. I really support that idea. If on-site management plans are required, I would request that we look for funding with the regional board as a partner to fund those because they will be very expensive. And lastly, I would request that the definition of water course be redefined. It's too broad and vague, and I would request that the terms bed and bank be added to the water course definition so we can better understand what is in the water course in the city of Atascadero with the setbacks for the septic systems. That's all I have today. I'd be happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Any board questions or comments?
Thank you,
Mr. Cohn. Okay, Dave Brumman.
Yeah. Good morning, Chair Young, members of the board. My name is David Brummond. I represent Santa Barbara County Environmental Health Services. We are the administrative authority for issuing permits and regulating on-site treatment systems in Santa Barbara County. I do wish to thank you for this opportunity to speak to you this morning, and as you will hear a recurring theme probably from all the speakers, I will try to be brief. We enumerated our concerns in detail in a letter to staff earlier, so I'll just briefly touch on three items at this point. And before I begin, I would like to express our appreciation in working with Sorrel and Water Board staff in the development of the basin plan. I think it was a very positive step to be able to work with Water Board staff rather than getting this dumped on our lap and reacting to it. Three comments, and again, they'll probably be recurring. The wastewater management plan represents a large concern to Santa Barbara County. We respectfully disagree with the Water Board staff's contention that it would not be as burdensome and onerous as they claim. This will be a big stress on our staff, on our resources, and like the state agencies, we are stretched to the limit right now, and this would be very difficult to implement. We would suggest that rather than making it a requirement, that it get moved back as a recommendation in the basin plan. My second comment is the standards, the flow rates and standards as specified in the basin plan are very conservative. And in Santa Barbara County, we try to push people, and when they develop an on-site system, to using the leach field method of disposal. It offers a number of benefits insofar as a shallow dispersal of the effluent has an opportunity to evaporate, and there's more soil area for the soil microbes and to act on the sewage. With the very conservative application rates in the basin plan, this is going to push people to using seepage pits or dry wells, which would not be conducive to protecting water quality. My last comment is regarding a septic management. We expressed our concerns with that to Sorrel when we met with her, and in our letter, and the response was a very interesting, not very helpful. Well, you're permitting the systems, you're creating a problem, you deal with the problem. As pointed out by Barry Toll, most of this material goes to wastewater treatment plants, which are very reluctant to take it, because they don't want to be in violation of the permits issued by your board. So we're caught between a rock and a hard spot of having to deal with something we have no control over its ultimate destination. So we would recommend that, as Barry said, that we work in a partnership with the Water Board staff to address this issue. I thank you again for the time, and I'll answer any questions that you may have.
Any board questions or comments? Thanks, Mr.
Thank
Brown.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Is Chuck Sasena here?
He's
coming. Okay. Ms. Schicker, you put down here LOCSD and Los Osos Citizen. Now's the time for someone from an agency to speak. Do you want to speak on behalf of your agency?
Chuck's prepared to speak. He'll be here okay. In 15 minutes.
Well, then he'll fall in whenever he gets here. So let's put him there. Okay. Giddy White, Eric Greeney, and then Don Bearden.
Good morning. I came out from Santa Barbara County this morning to urge this board to defer any decision on this resolution pending environmental review and implementation of regulations pursuant to AB 885 and pending an opportunity for thorough public review and comment regarding these resolutions at a local and regional level. I come from a community, Rincon Point, that has been described as the flagship or impetus for the questionable regulations proposed in AB 885 and that have been undergoing environmental review for years. The Rincon sewer conversion has been supported by your board despite significant impacts to the environment and, yes, the threats it poses to water quality. Despite no evidence of septic failures in our community and an EIR scan on baseline data that describes whether conversion to sewer would result in improvements to water quality as an area of controversy, the sewer is assumed to be a sanitary and advanced solution regardless of its anticipated impacts on the environment. The lesson of Rincon Point is that in order to assure protection of water quality, your board must base its decisions on science rather than speculation and conjecture. Staff has provided little, if any, basis to support the conclusion that the enhanced regulations it proposes for on-site systems, including proposed prohibitions on the use of on-site wastewater disposal and alternative systems, will protect water quality. Nor has there been any attempt to describe or quantify any risk posed by existing on-site systems or to explain why limiting options to enhance on-site treatment would protect water quality. Staff's response to my written comments suggests that intent can substitute for scientific analysis. What we learned at Rincon is that claims of good intentions can pose terrible risks and costs to communities and the public. Community members who will live with the environmental impacts and risks to public health, water quality, and even to water supply that could result from overbroad regulations before you must be afforded an opportunity to meaningfully analyze and participate in this process. And there's a difference between public outreach and public process. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Eric Greening.
Thank you. I am Eric Greening from Atascadero. I very much support the intent of this. It will lead to a cleaner streams and a cleaner ocean. Your board is not a land use authority, but local jurisdictions throughout the area need to get the message that of recognizing the true cost of approving the septic tank dependent fragmentation and development of rural lands. That said, I think a case can be made for continuance based on inadequate environmental review, and Mr. Brummett fleshed out a direct environmental consequence by imposing the 5-year pumping requirement on new systems and systems that need repair. We have not quantified what is the likely volume of septage that can be anticipated requiring disposal given current rates of approval of development throughout the area and current rates of failure of systems. What is the existing inventory and capacity of disposal sites, and how much do those mismatch? What are the environmental consequences of this disposal, the transportation, and possible construction of new facilities? You've already been in a dialogue about where you don't want it. No, we don't want it on Turi Road. We don't want it in downtown Los Osos. We don't want it on the Carrizo Plain. But these are direct environmental consequences of the increasing pumpage that can be anticipated as a direct consequence of this. You do not yet have a completed environmental review until you actually look district-wide at the increased volume of septage and the consequences and mitigations for the hauling and disposal, and identify how, where, and when. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Don Bearden, followed by David Dugan, and then Patrick Sparks.
Don Bearden, Los Osos Prohibition Zone. I support the proposed changes to the on-site management plan. The problem is, when would these things take place? It's my understanding that these requirements don't apply to the Los Osos Prohibition Zone of 8313 because we're in another process. But all those systems outside the Prohibition Zone in Los Osos, we have been trying to get a septic tank maintenance program instituted for years. But everybody keeps pointing their fingers at who's a responsible agency. Is it the water board? Is it the CSD? Is it the county? And everybody keeps pointing their fingers, well, let's wait for AB 885. Well, we've been waiting for AB 885 for years, and we still haven't seen anything. So the sooner we can get this done, the better, and the sooner we need to get on with this. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. And question for staff. If someone is outside the Los Osos Community Services District, well, actually, even if they were in it, the permitting authority for septic systems is still the county.
San Luis Obispo County, yes.
San Luis Obispo County, and they would be the ones responsible for an on-site wastewater management plan.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Dugan.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I would say to delay this vote on this until the different jurisdictions have time to look at it and evaluate what their cost and their effort's going to have to be. I'm disappointed that you only stuck to on-site systems with this triennial review, because I believe I got a handful of water codes state of California, which calls for the encouragement and the use of recycled water, and that potable water for uses such as agriculture and watering the baseball fields and parks is not a good or valid use of potable water. Now, my understanding, I guess you're just limited to discharges and how they're addressed, but I believe that this would go a long way if you can find some way in the interim, if you delay this process, to include that any new or updated wastewater treatment facility should have some sort of recycle and reuse element in their process. And I would hope that you would delay this until that's included. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Patrick Sparks, Mark Lowe, and then Tom Murphy. Sure.
Take a couple minutes to get that going.
Okay. How about while that's being done, let's see here. Mr. Payne, would you like to address the board?
Do I get 10 minutes too?
You can have all the time you want, Mr. Payne.
All right.
Just joking.
Some of you guys have
78.
We're
going to
deal with
that. Yeah, not.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos, CDO recipient 1000 when 50 was taken off and 1000 was added. This has been very good talking about septic and the overloading of septic facilities. I turned in evidence in April 28th hearing from Terry Bounds, Vice President of Orenco, who is very knowledgeable on the subject because it's very necessary to know how to handle septic if you're going to have a step-stage system involved. So I have some notes on this. This is a picture here out of the septic tank owner's manual by Lloyd Kahn. He called me at 8:30 this morning to tell me that I could use the picture, all right. He's a great guy and a great book. The point is that 5-year or any number picked from air is, I think a term lawyers use is arbitrary and capricious. I don't know how to spell it here, but anyway, the point is all septic tanks have different usages. Every home has different capacities, different times that some houses aren't only used part of the year, and on it goes. There's so much different. So this shows you how to check when your septic tank's going to need to be pumped. I definitely want to say defer decision on this until there can be some workshops. I think this might even be part of a workshop here. I got to quit talking my hand. The presenters of workshops sometimes learn quite a bit, as well as the people they're trying to teach, or from the people they're teaching. A lot of this effort would be unnecessary with this zero discharge units on site. I think Sorrell needs to know a little bit more about zero discharge. The term in the wastewater industry means zero discharge of pollutants. Some people say it's not even discharge if you're putting clean water into your recharge system. So it does everything we need to do in Los Osos. It's the shortest length of purple pipe to reflush your toilets, which is a great water conservation thing, reflushing your toilets with reclaimed water. Some of the other things are watering your landscape. The county figured 30% of in landscape watering.
Thank you for your comments.
Can
Mr.
I say
Payne.
Just one more thing?
Wrap it up. Go ahead.
I heard the gentleman from the health department in Santa Barbara. I believe San Luis County is one of the very few, if not the only county, where the county has a decision and the health department doesn't. I remember the health department having their attorney here the April 28th telling them not to say a thing. It was attorney-client privilege.
I'll enter my notes here.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
Really appreciate the extra time.
Patrick Sparks. As soon as you get up there, it's going to run.
Thank you.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Patrick Sparks. I'm an attorney registered in the State Bar of California, as well as member of the Environmental Law Section and Chief Legal Counsel for AES, Inc. Bruce was there when we installed the reclamator. I invite you to come out and look at it. It's at 1408 Las Encinas in Los Osos, California. It's producing recycled water under California Water Code 13050N. And soon, with a couple of additions of additional technology, we'll be producing, we believe, zero total coliform. And so the vision for building healthy, functioning watersheds as a prediction of how the future might go is an on-site system, which would be outside the scope of a publicly owned treatments works because the easement would be on the property and held by private sector industry. So a lot of the issues that Ms. Marks has described as to what the Regional Water Board would want to do or the State Water Board or EPA would be to try and focus on how that they could still somehow assure the public in terms of how the water quality would be ultimately as it goes into the basin. And so in Los Osos, where the subject matter has been brought up as to 3.9 total nitrogen discharge by, well, the term discharge is that usually only used with discharge of a pollutant. And when it's under a certain level of total nitrogen, then the issue would be whether or not it's even deemed a discharge of a pollutant at all, which was what you're hearing, basically. And so to set standards that are beyond the scope of what are reasonably practicable would be something I'd be certainly concerned about as a lawyer. And on-site systems which meet the goals that large public-owned treatment works meet, then they should be certainly considered as applicable across any community standard as well as within the entirety of the regional board. Now, as to septic systems, we kind of believe at AES that they're illegal, and you'll hear Mr. Murphy talk about that. Does that red light mean I'm over?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
Appreciate it.
All right. Mark Lowe.
Mark Chairman Young, board members. Patrick is a tough act to follow. I wanted to say that, first thing, common sense tells you that if you make a rule to pump something every 5 years, regardless if there's 50 people living in a house or there's one person that never cooks and lives in their house, it seems that the five-year pumping plan wouldn't, just to have an arbitrary number like that wouldn't be a good thing. I do have some good news. This morning, when I used water today to run my daily show, I realized that every drop of water I was using, from rinsing out the coffee cup to brushing my teeth and so on, was going into a vessel that was repurifying that water, a single tank process that has a biological and a physical barrier and some chemical treatment, post-treatment, that makes that water available for me to use over and over again in the on-site using my own water. That I took a little hot longer shower this morning with that knowledge as I let the hot water hit the back of my neck, that the water I was using was not simply going back into the ground to be pumped out years and years later or down a sewer pipe to where it takes a lot of energy to get it treated. Last night I received a document that told me that currently 10% of all wastewater treatment facilities in California are reclaiming their water, and that it's currently on the table at Project 2030 expects that a full 23% of the water in municipal systems will be available for recycled use. I'm using a system right now that costs a whole lot less than putting sewerage in, and I'm reclaiming 100% of the water. And that's the good news that I wanted to tell your board, that literally you guys are looking at the jet airplane, and it seems to me you guys are talking about which kind of horseshoes to use on whether to treat a septic. I don't mean to be disrespectful in the least, but we have what we are offering here is so revolutionary that I would love to sit down with your board at any time or with staff to try to explain what we have a little better. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments.
I'd like to pass the baton.
Tom Murphy?
Yes, sir, I'd like to go ahead.
Go ahead.
My name is Tom Murphy, resident of Los Osos, also 35 years in the wastewater industry. I was involved in developing the dual compartment septic tank back in the early 70s. I've owned and operated my own septic waste receiving facility since mid-70s, late 70s. I've developed technology, which is the most advanced extended aeration activated sludge biological process technology in the entire wastewater industry. It's scalable to any size. It provides it's the newest by 100 years, by the way. And now it has been scaled down to a single-family dwelling, which is required by law under pretreatment requirements to be applied at every single source building which a permit is issued for with a sewer pipe to be provided as a pretreatment application prior to discharge into either a subsurface excavation or into a publicly owned treatment works. Now, what you see here is the circle of the water. The purveyor, the house, the publicly owned treatment takes it and resells it and gains the benefit of control of the water, the revenue, and the projects. With the reclamator, now all of that is on private property, and the publicly owned treatment works is non-existent as far as off private property. It's only other than publicly owned treatment works, and it's required by federal law to comply with pretreatment requirements. It's not piecemeal. It's federal law required. Also, we've got everything covered as far as management of your entire jurisdiction, which is licensed by myself, and enter into a contract, a permit with the county, which has been approved to provide our technology throughout the entire jurisdiction of the Water Board. So we have all that handled. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Murphy. Chris Allaby, followed by Joy Fitchew, and then Heather Moreno.
Hey, Chris Allaby, CDO number 1019. I have two packing boxes full of paperwork saved since 1987 covering the Los Osos Water Project. Should have been called the Waste Paper Project. I have thousands of hours of my personal time in these boxes, along with money I could have used for almost anything else. Some time ago, I was picked at random as the first victim given a CDO, or cease and desist order, and all that entailed. My next-door neighbor, Mr. Payne, CDO number 1000, was also picked. The odds of the pair of us on adjacent properties being randomly selected out of 5,000 properties are astronomical. The only witnesses were two RWQCB employees. A total of 46 citizens were selected for CDOs, and we're all basically being held hostage until 2011, at which time we will lose the use of our homes in the Prohibition Zone. I have about 20 pounds of news clippings explaining all this, plus many other shady deals and other shenanigans by our public servants.
Mr. Allaby, I'm going to stop you right there, and it's because I've had a board member make a request to me. It's something I've noticed. We really want comments addressed to the agenda item, which is the Basin Plan Amendment. If you wish to speak about something else, you're welcome to do so with the public comment period. So we're getting a lot of extraneous comments about the reclamator and different things like this and what's been going on in Los Osos. The board has a specific agenda item in front of it right now. You're welcome to tell us anything you want about agenda item number 9. So I stopped your time. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I'm going to start it again. If you could just restrict your comments to the basin plan amendments, I would appreciate it.
Okay, you know, my intent here is to, part of the basin plan is getting the darn thing done. I've got a lot of reasons here why it's not getting done, and that was my thinking. But if I can go on here, let's see, I lost my place here. Okay. The basin, concerning the basin plan, the one thing we should all think about is that the county board, okay, can decide the fate of all of us with a twitch of a finger. Have two of them four against something, one for something. The guy in the middle can decide the fate of all of us. They can ignore everything that we come up with here in this room or anyplace else, and basically force us to take a system.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Joy Fitzhugh, Heather Marino, and then Jim Irving.
Good morning, Joy Fitzhugh, and thank you for the opportunity to speak before you. I'm representing our San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau. And first, I want to thank Sorrel because she's been very good in all the phone calls I've made, because if this is continued, you'll have time to really read the letter that we put together at Farm Bureau. We've had frantic calls from our members not understanding that they hopefully will not have to write the on-site management plan, that they will not have to be the ones who do the water monitoring. And I was very happy to hear from Sorrel and the others that indeed existing facilities will not have to have this five-year pumping. And if you'll notice, the very first part, the two sections of my letter relate to that pumping, because I think, as Barry Toll said, and I won't go into it because I think he did it very well, this could be a very big expense, and where does that sludge and material go? Another thing that I'm going to be really quick on trying to talk about is I want to have the ability to ask that for the purpose of agriculture, when you talk about the dual leach systems and the set aside of 100% more leach, and that will be set aside for non-use, that doesn't mean non-agricultural use. Some of the people came up and they said, oh my God, you mean we can't plant row crops, we can't put our orchards, our vineyards, our trees. Unfortunately, I did not get a chance to talk to Sorrel about that. And additionally, if you'll look on page 2 in the parentheses, I see the yellow lights on. Do I assume from that statement on page 5 that these on-site water treatment plan or water maintenance plans relate to the more dense areas? And so when you're talking about agricultural land, which could be 40 to 100 to 1,000 to a couple hundred, yes, it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
And
that
so does. I wasn't sure about that, but I think that alleviates. So I do agree with Monica that workshops might be a really excellent idea.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Heather Moreno.
Yes. This program proposed is far-reaching, with impacts to the homeowner in the future really unknown. And I have grave concerns about many aspects of the wastewater basin plan, but I'm going to focus today on just one. You've added new language that prohibits second units on lots less than 2 acres. And this is really just a legal opinion, and it's not based upon scientific data. First, it's an outright stripping of homeowners' property rights. But also, it has consequences to affordable housing, something that this county is making great efforts to resolve. Now, I do realize that if a city implements an on-site management plan, that this restriction may be lifted and a second unit allowable on less than the 2 acres back to the 1 acre. But as we've heard this morning, it's likely that many communities will not have the resources and funding to be able to implement a plan like this, in which case the right to build the second units on lots less than 2 acres is taken away from the homeowners, and this agency is working against what our local governments are trying to achieve for their citizens to find affordable housing. So I respectfully ask that you remove this damaging language from the wastewater basin plan. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.